Good morning, WGXC listeners. You're listening to the Campbell Hudson Sports Report by our very own Dan Witowski.
Yay!
Thank you. Hello. Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Dan. It's nice to be here with you.
Thank you, Kelly, for that miraculous introduction. Thank you. So there's a couple of things I want to talk about that is happening in the sports world.
Okay.
This week. So basically, if you guys watched, I believe it was last week or so, Domingo Germán pitched a perfect game for the New York Yankees. Now, a perfect game is where you face 27 batters and all 27 go down. He became the fourth pitcher in Yankees history to pitch a perfect game and became the 24th pitcher in Major League history to pitch a perfect game, and became the first ever Dominican-born player to win a perfect game, to pitch a perfect game.
Thank you. Perfect game. Can we hear somebody say strikeout?
Strike out.
Wow, that was strong.
That was strong.
You're out.
Yeah, I.
Wow.
Okay, cuckoo.
So that was a big celebration then, no doubt, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard in Major League Baseball to pitch a perfect game at all, but to be the first ever Dominican-born player to do it, it's just like, wow.
And how are the Yankees doing overall?
They stink.
They stink.
You know what?
They are stinking up a storm.
So Yankees.
Rangers stinks.
Yeah.
You mean the
Rangers
Texas Rangers for the baseball team?
No, his Rangers stinks.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to get to that in a minute. So the Yankees stink, and
Rangers stink.
I mean, I'm a Yankees fan myself, but I mean, even I'm.
Well, thank you.
Even though I know that they're messing up.
What are their chances of making the playoffs this year, Dan?
50%?
50%. Okay. Well, you've heard it here. Dan makes another prediction. 50% chance of Yankees making playoffs. It's like sounds like the weather. What is the other story or stories?
Just so you guys know, if you guys are Giants fans like myself, Giants training camp starts up actually July 26th of this year, which is pretty good.
This month, yeah.
Of this month, which is, I think is I'm going to one of the training camps. I've never been to one before.
Cool.
So I'm actually really looking forward to going to that.
Where is the training camp?
It's at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's right by MetLife Stadium.
Oh, so you're going to attend one of the training days?
Yes, they have a lot of training camps open to the public this year, so I'm going to be able to attend one of them.
Cool.
I've never been. I've never been to New Jersey either, so it's going to be good.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, well,
you're talking to two people, Mr. Princeton guy and Mrs. Brunswick person.
Okay.
And you were also going to report on the Yankees Athletics game.
I did that. That was the first game. The last thing I wanted to report was I recently took a trip to New York City to Madison Square Garden to watch the Rangers play.
And you mentioned this to us a while back.
Yeah.
It was the in April, the last
regular season game, and they ended up losing due to two goals that were called back. One was called off because of an offsides call that was called back.
Yeah.
And then the other one was supposedly, and I don't know where the heck they got this, but the player supposedly kicked the puck into the net.
Right.
And that's why it was called no goal. So basically, we could have ended up winning 3-2, but we ended up losing 2-1.
So here's the thing that I think the listeners would want to know is, what's it like to be at an actual New York Rangers hockey game? Some people may have never even been to a hockey game. What's it like, the atmosphere?
It was so cool.
Yeah.
The Rangers fans are absolutely passionate about the Rangers. If something doesn't go their way, they just, wow. I had really good seats, too, so basically I was,
How close were you?
I was in section 101, row 15.
Right.
So it was like really close to the ice.
Yep. And near center ice?
No, it was near the goal.
Okay.
But that's where I was, and it was completely
a good view.
Good view, very good view.
A good view. A lot of people wearing Rangers attire.
Yeah. It was completely sold out.
Yeah.
I was actually lucky to get tickets that were sold out.
Yeah, so exciting, right? And it's in Manhattan, you know, New York.
Madison Square Garden. The Rangers fans and the Knicks fans from Madison Square Garden are just absolutely are on another level.
Cool.
I've been to a Knicks game before, too, and it was a long time ago, but it was...
So, would
you better be careful before they go after you.
Would you recommend people go see
a... I would recommend go seeing a Ranger game. It's like it was my first ever Ranger game. It was the best experience I ever had.
You know, my dad and I are a big fan of New York Yankees, and there's a TV show of Seinfeld, George Costanza, work for New York Yankees too, and he have a baseball field back of his office of New York Yankees.
Yeah, actually, George Costanza in that episode works for George Steinbrenner at Yankee Stadium. So outside his office, you can actually see the field for Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, because I love Yankees very much too. Yeah.
And I do too.
You've been listening to the Camp Hill Sports Report. I've been your host, Dan Wachowski. Have a good day, WGXC listeners.